Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Aren't we blessed to be here this morning?
Amen.
Yes.
I feel so blessed to be here with you all. I'm Elizabeth Alcantuse. I'm sure you know, your board president. And I'm here to deliver a message of peace, love, and light from the UCOL board. The light shines within each of us, and it mirrors your light. We want you to know how much we love and appreciate each of you at this blessed season and all year round. And those of you who may be dealing with challenges, we pray that you will find your Christmas miracle that will bring you peace that you need during this holy season. The peace so memorialized in the song, Silent Night, Holy Night. All is calm. And now the board hopes you will join us in sharing appreciation for our spiritual leader, Bernetta Holmes, who's been sharing her talents, love, and light with us for many years. So, Bernetta, this is for you. The Board of Unity Church of Lights wants to show our appreciation today and give thanks for the gift that you've been giving to the board and to the congregation. We're so grateful for your time, talents, and finances that you shared with us as our spiritual leader. You've consistently gone above and beyond our expectations and any duties listed in your contract. You wear many hats as a spiritual leader. Among them are spiritual director, teacher, counselor, wedding coordinator, funeral coordinator, a friend, to name a few. In addition to the many hats you wear, your attention to detail is phenomenal. Whether it's a special event or project or Sunday service, you're laser focused on details. That is one of your many talents. Many days when you may have been weary and may have just wanted to sit and relax, you were counseling, taking phone calls, finishing up a project, or preparing a class or sermon. Your dedication to this beautiful community has been outstanding and inspiring. Your compassion is woven into your words and your actions, and you are a role model for each of us. Not only have we appreciated your sermons from the pulpit, but our greatest appreciation is for the sermon you live before us. We never want to take you for granted. We love you and appreciate you and the many ways you've inspired and helped each of us. So our hope is that you can relax more in the coming year, that we will have your back and share the burden so that your work is a bit lighter. So in addition to our heartfelt appreciation for your life and all you've done for UCOL Church, we want to give you a small token of our appreciation for a job well done and for your light that is shining so brightly on us. Merry Christmas from the Unity Church of Light.
It's such a pleasure to serve, and they did say it would be easy through the good times and through the challenging times and through the stressful times and through the concerning times. We're still here.
Amen.
We're all together, and I bless each and every one of you, and thank you for the gift. I'm in awe. This is usually my part. Thank you so much. And I think you still want a service today, so let me find where I am behind that. All right, we have special music.
We have special music. Shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Christmas. In your bulletins, you will find a response reading. So I will begin, and then if you will repeat with me the response. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. I am a joyous shepherd. I keep careful watch over my every thought. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. I am aware of the law of my being. I stand in awe of its far-reaching magnitude in my life. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. I am fearless and free, for my faith in God brings good tidings of great joy to me. I share my joy with all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. I am aware that a Savior, the Christ, is born in me this day. I welcome this babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger of my heart. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. I feel the peace of my indwelling Christ child. A multitude of joy swells up within me. Glory to God in the highest.
So in this time of year, we celebrate the birth of the Christ within us. It indeed is a holy night because it reminds us of our birth.
Holy night, divine.
We remember we were worthy.
It was a holy night.
than you desire. It takes faith to believe in something that you haven't touched or felt or seen with the human eye. Second Sunday we lit a candle for
peace.
You know, when you're busy and when you're disturbed and when you're running all different directions, there seems to be a block that occurs. It seems to be something that's keeping you from moving forward. But when you settle into the peace that is already in your heart, things begin to open for you. Things, you can hear that still, small voice within. Then we celebrate it. On the third Sunday of Advent,
love
one another, love for our world, love for our country, love for our leaders. But first and foremost, love for God and our spirit within, that Christ is within each and every one. Now, if you have all three of these, guess what? You experience joy. It's not a joy you can buy. It's not a joy that comes from outer circumstances. It's a joy that's always deep within your hearts. If you get still and go within, you can touch the joy in any experience you may be going through. Today we light the candle for joy. Now we have faith, we have peace, we have love, and we have joy in our hearts. That's how we experience the Christ. The Christ that is the center of all these attributes and many, many more. And today we're going to explore some of those. But right now I want you to take a moment as we listen to some music. Or no, I want you to stand and sing. We're going to stand and sing. The words are up on the screen. So please stand as we celebrate joy. And we'll sing Joy to the World. You need to turn the volume up.
Heart, prepare him room, and heaven is
the Savior reigns. Let men their song, our fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains. We need the sounding joy, we need the sounding joy, we need, the sounding joy.
Rules this world with truth and Christ.
Today. I guess it would help if I turned me on. So today we're going to experience this message by the lighting of the 12 candles that are presented here before you. Charles Fillmore said, within us there are 12 powers. And these 12 powers ignite us and spur us into doing what it is we are to be doing with our human lives. Jesus recognized the divinity in each of us when he said, whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So the 12 candles that will be lit represent us aligning our consciousness with that of Christ's mind. So we want to manifest these powers. So from our innermost being, let's give a gift to the world, beginning with our faith. The faith that knows God is the essence of everything. Our faith acknowledges people everywhere as one. Our faith is unshakable. We know God is the power at work in every situation. We need to take time to listen. So Peter is the disciple that represents our power of faith. Today it's represented here by the dark blue candle. It takes not only faith, but Christ is our strength. In the midst of confusion, who can we trust? We can trust God. We can acknowledge our patience and our steadfastness in truth. Strength is not a physical attribute. Truth is that we hold in prayer all people everywhere that they have the inner resources and the strength to do what is theirs to do. God is our refuge and our strength. We turn within to that power within and know with God all things are possible. And we hold not only the high watch for ourselves, but for others. So to our faculty of faith and strength, we add divine wisdom. Divine wisdom is established in people everywhere. May each person develop the ability to make wise decisions, to remember and retain needed information, and not only that, to put things in proper perspective. You know, we have many options in life, and we are given the opportunity to weigh our options and to make the right choices. And this comes from the heart and the minds and the flow that comes freely from living the Christ life. So wisdom is represented by the disciple James, the son of Zebedee. James represents this faculty of wisdom, and it's celebrated by a yellow candle. Then we add to these attributes, we add a most important attribute. We acknowledge God's love in action in us. As God's creation, we are important and we're needed to fill the world with our particular gifts that we have been given. No one can express God's love as and for this universe but you. We bless others with the love that flows through us. The disciple that represents this aspect is John. John represents the power of love, and we use a pink candle to represent love. And we bring this gift to the world. We bring them from our innermost being. So Liz is going to light for us. First, the Peter, faith, the dark blue candle. And then we have Andrew, strength, the soft green candle. And then we have James, son of Zebedee, wisdom, the yellow candle. And John, love, the pink candle. Through the power of Christ within, we bless the world, and we have an attribute, power. I like saying that, power. Say that with me, power. We have power within us. We release this power in positive ways, uplifting, creating, liberating, and enlightening the world as we speak. We affirm only good. We affirm only love. We affirm only peace. The disciple that represents power is Philip. Philip is represented here today by the purple candle. We want to give the world the gift of our power. And we add to this attribute imagination. What you can imagine, you can manifest. Can you imagine that we can create a world full of love? We imagine a world of peace. We imagine everyone is fed. We imagine every home is prospered. And we can imagine for everyone that they reach their full potential. We imagine all people realizing that they are God's beloved and living in accordance with His truth. And to these attributes, we add the power of, oh wait, let me tell you who represents imagination. The disciple Bartholomew represents your power of imagination. The soft blue candle represents this Christ faculty that is within you. We bring and give the gift of God's creative imagination to the universe. And to these, we add understanding. Boy, do we need understanding in the world today. We recognize there are many troubled situations. And to these situations, we give understanding. We know the foundation of our world is God, and we give strength to that foundation by our understanding one another. We acknowledge the good, the good that's active in our lives, and we give thanks for that perfect, full expression of the Christ within all people, not just some, within all people. I behold the Christ in you. I look through with understanding anything that may be occurring between me and your relationship. And I see the Christ, and I behold the Christ in you. Thomas represents the power of understanding. The disciple Thomas is represented here today by the gold candle. That's our Christ faculty of understanding. And we want to bring this gift to the world, a gift of understanding. And to these, we also add will. We acknowledge that God's will for all people is good and only good. Now we let go of small ego concerns, that stuff that would hold us back, those things that we may from time to time think of others, but know it's not the truth of them. Yes, we relax our hold on these earthly demands, these earthly stories, this earthly tension and stress, and we know that one power, one presence is in charge of this world. And we give to the world our willingness to let God's perfect work be done. The disciple Matthew represents the power of will. And we use today the silver candle to represent this faculty. And we give the world the gift of our will connected and binded and entwined with God's will for the world. So we'll light our candles. Philip, power is a purple candle. And we also light Bartholomew, imagination, the soft blue. And we have Thomas, understanding, the gold candle. And Matthew will the silver candle. All these powers are represented in you. And that's what we work towards, expressing our innate powers. You know, they're our inheritance. We don't want to squander our inheritance, do we? We don't want to take our inheritance and go out into the world. We want to express our inheritance so that all may see the will and the work of God in us. So to these we add order. We realize there is no need or situation that the divine order of God cannot harmonize, adjust, and that will right itself. Our trust in God establishes divine order. You know, when things occur, we're always, oh my. But when we think everything is in divine order and working as it should, and stand in all these attributes we've talked about this morning, things will rearrange themselves and present your life with harmony and peace. The disciple that represents order is James, the son of Alphaeus. And it's represented here today by the dark green candle. And we want to give the world the gift of divine order in our lives. It's infectious. It spreads out. It catches hold. This is one of my favorite ones to talk about. Zeal. Yes, from within, zeal brings a spark of joy and enthusiasm into the world. The invincible Spirit of God uplifts and sustains us. Whatever the need, the Spirit of God lifts us up, and all is fulfilled. We celebrate joy with enthusiasm that bubbles and bursts forth into the world, bringing the everlasting gift of God's good. You know, no matter what we're going through, if we turn to that zeal that is within us, we find the strength to make it through. The disciple that represents the power of zeal, is Simon. And Simon is represented today by the orange candle. And we send forth our zeal out into the world, the joy that we feel when we know that we are awakened to the birth of the Christ in each and every one of us. So we bring the gift of zeal to the world. And then we add to this the power of renunciation. Our world is cleansed as we release all that no longer serves us through the power of our indwelling Christ. With one clean sweep, the power of Christ frees us from mistaken ideas and makes room for higher truth concepts. Without renunciation or elimination, there's no room. There's no room. We must fill the vessel. And in order to fill the vessel, we must release anything that is not the truth of our being. Hurts of the past, misunderstandings, sorrows can be washed away when we touch the power of renunciation deep within us. We release all unforgiving thoughts and feelings. We let go of the past. And guess what? We establish a new and fresh beginning. This is your moment right now. This is your moment to begin again. This is your moment to step out in truth and in light and let your light shine. The disciples that represents renunciation or elimination is Thaddeus. And it's represented here by the russet candle, which represents that Christ faculty of renunciation. And we want to give to the world as we release all that no longer serves us, the gift of our light. Yes. And to this, we acknowledge that every phase of life has its divine purpose. We can rejoice each day in new ideas, discoveries, revelations, involvements of the day. Have you had a time when you were sitting and you realized, I am the light. I have what I need to make it through this experience. I am a child of God, and that joy is deep within me, bubbling up as I sit and I ponder the things of spirit. We acknowledge that every phrase of life has its divine purpose. Think about that. Every phrase and every experience of life has its divine purpose. We rejoice each day in the new ideas and the discoveries, the revelations and the involvements that we have in this day. We bring awareness to spiritual life, to every part of our lives. We bless the people, we bless the animals, we bless the plants and all living things. We give thoughts of pure, vibrant, vitalizing life to every area of our own life and to every area of the lives of those around us. The disciple that represents the power of life is Judas. The red candle here today represents the faculty of life. The candle represents also the gift that we give to the world when we bring the gift of a vibrant and healthy life to others. So we light the final four candles. The dark green candle representing James, the son of Alphaeus. The orange candle representing the disciple Simon, zeal. The russet candle representing renunciation, Thaddeus. And Judas, life, the red candle. Next year is going to be what I consider our power year. And we're going to talk in depth about these 12 powers that are within us. We're going to get a good understanding so that we know that they are awakened in us. And just as the shepherds on that eve look and saw the light and followed the light, we too can follow these attributes that are deep within us. You were given when you came in a candle. This candle represents the light that is within you. Each of us are going to have an opportunity to light our lights and to place them in the sand up here. You know, we talk about creating a beacon. When we join together and bring our lights together and express our 12 powers and use our peace, our faith, our joy, and our love to serve the universe. Oh my, what a different world we're moving towards. So if you twist the bottom, your candle should light. And we'll come up one by one and place them in the sand. Everyone's candle light. You might have to give it an extra hard twist. So I'll start off. And I'd like to affirm, and you may affirm too, I am the light of the world. We'll start here and we'll weave our way back and back and weave our way forward. Look at the light we have created. This is our gift to the world, our light. Sing, because this to me represents that silent night with all the light. The words are on the screen.
Oh,
And now I ask you to just take a moment and take a deep breath as we turn within and touch that light. That light that shineth always. As we take a moment in meditation, and as we breathe in and breathe out, we know scripture tells us that as the shepherds were in the fields watching over their flock, that the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. And that is what we want to experience in our hearts always, every day, as we awaken to the power and to the presence that is within us. We are not making this journey alone. We are one. We are one in spirit. And as we use these 12 powers that are shaken up within us, we express the Christ mind. We express that which is within us that is precious. We express, as the angel told them on that starry night, fear not. We know that there is nothing to fear because we walk in the light of spirit, and that light is within us. And we hold it in faith. And as we hold that light that is within us in faith, a peace that passeth all understanding settles over us. And there is where we can express unconditional love. And from that point, we can know joy is always deep within us. We are the light. So take just a moment in the realization of the 12 attributes that are within you. The 12 spiritual attributes. No one can take from you. They're yours for the taking. Faith, strength, judgment, love, power, imagination, understanding, will, order, and zeal, which brings us forth. Illumination and, yes, life. Eternal. eternal life. There is that in us that continues forever. One presence, one power. And contemplated just for a moment in the quiet. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful to come together today to celebrate the awakening of the birth that has taken place in our hearts and in our minds. And as we move through this Christmas season, we spread joy and peace among all beings. And we lit the light that lit the world on that sacred day. Light all that we come upon, all that our paths cross. And we're so grateful and we give you thanks. And we share the glory that is shining round about us. And for all this, we know it is so. We claim it right here, right now. And we release to the universe that they may share in the joy of this moment. Right here, right now. And for all this unfolding as we speak, we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Right here, right now. Amen.
Amen.